Hello everybody, I hope you are doing well. I would like to thank for the organizers because the opportunity to present you this work. I am going to talk about the dissemination evaluation loop for research software. I'm Teresa Gómez Díaz, and this is a joint work with Tomás Recio, who is a professor at the University Antonio de Nebrija in Madrid. So this is our loop. And we are going to see the different components of this loop. The first one will be open science, and then we will speak about research software evaluation and dissemination. So when we were working with Thomas to set the open science context of our work on research software, we saw that there were some people telling that open science was not a very clear concept. Obviously, so we have proposed this definition, but there is a lot of ongoing work on open science, and the most important is the recent UNESCO recommendation that has been adopted last year in November. But this is the proposition we have done with Thomas. The definition says that open science is the political and legal framework where research outputs are shared and disseminated in order to be rendered visible, accessible, and reusable. In order to propose this definition, we have studied some movements, and the first one is the Budapest Open Access Initiative that gives the definition of open access to scientific publications. Our second pillar is the free software definition, because we consider that this definition gives sets important goals for software, but also gives legal context and, for example, licenses. And there is some work in data that we are not going to enter in this point today. In order to propose this definition, we have also studied some political and legal frameworks, for example, the European Commission work and some work in France and in Spain. And it's important that open science does not remain as a general framework, political and legal framework, because open science also asks for a lot of changes in the everyday work of researchers in the laboratories. So we have selected three enablers. The first one is the institutional policies at universities, for example, infrastructures that will do the research outputs visible and accessible and reusable. And the last one is research evaluation that we are going to talk a bit later on this point. When I started to work on research software in the laboratory, my laboratory is a computer science laboratory, I was charged of list the research software produced in the laboratory. And so I went to see my colleagues and asked them what were doing as software. And they were very surprised. The question is, what I'm doing? The question was at the time, I'm talking for old work, the question was, what I'm doing is software, and what I'm doing is a software of the laboratory. And the answers to these two questions were yes. But it was important to set this definition as what means a software produced in a laboratory. This definition reflects well the functioning of a French laboratory. The goal of the software was to do research. A member of the laboratory participated in the development, and there are publications associated to this research software. More recently, the work with Thomas, we have set this definition of research software that says more or less the same, but is not centered in the functioning of a laboratory. So RESA software is a well-identified set of code that has been written by a well-identified team, and it's software that has been built and used to produce a result that is published or disseminated in some article or scientific contribution. A RESA software is a set of files that contains the source code, the compiled code, and it can include also other elements like documentation, licenses, etc. So how to evaluate this research production? Because until now, the most important evaluation was done for publications, and software was not very well considered or considered at all. So we have proposed with Thomas this protocol, CEDUR, in order to help evaluated researchers and evaluation committees. It has four different steps. The first one is citation. In this step, we are going to see if the software is well identified, the authors, with a good citation form, but there can be also metadata, etc. And the committees will choose if just a citation form is okay, or they would like to have a strong metadata set. This is a legal point in which the authors and the affiliations of the authors are well identified. The dissemination step looks to the best dissemination practices. For example, if there's a license or it has been disseminated targeting a research community, for example. And the policy point is the open science, and the legal point are licenses. And the third point is the software aspects. So we are going to see, to evaluate if the software is of good quality, has been well documented, etc. But it's important that the results are scientific, so it should be correct results from the scientific point of view. And this is the step related to the reproducibility of the research results. And the fourth step is the research. In this step, we look to the research aspects, the quality of the scientific work, the algorithms that are proposed, the data structures, and where we look at the related publications and the impact of this research work. When we proposed this protocol, it was very important for us to separate where we are looking to software and where we are looking to research, because the committees may ask for expertise in these two areas. And this protocol is flexible, can be adapted to different situations, evaluation context. And in fact, each evaluation committee can set its own CEDUR protocol. For example, in software, we can ask a good documentation and installation protocol, but we can go as far as we like in everything that regards quality of software. This is our older work, the dissemination procedure for research software. When I started to work in the laboratory, we found several problems in the laboratory and in the developer community that I was working with in France. A lot of people was telling, oh, no, I don't need a license. My software is already free. Why should I put a license? So there was a lot of mistakes in the academic community regarding the concept of software, free software, good disseminated software. So this is why I propose this protocol, this procedure. And the first step is to choose a name. may seem something simple, but in the academic context, in the research context, it's sometimes not very difficult, not very easy to detect if there's some code that I'm putting together today, next year it will not evolve at all, or will become a software much more construct with a team, etc. So it's important that once you detect that something starts to take form, to give a name, to identify the object, and to establish the participants, the authors, and the other participants, to establish what the to keep information, what the software do and what I would like that next version does. Also to have the list of software and data components and the license, because as you know, a license can have a consequence, may have consequence in the license that I can choose for the ongoing development. So the main point of this procedure was to say, please give a license before you give the software away. And then this was the main point. And then it's important to archive regularly a copy of the software and to distribute the software, to do software papers, for example. So this is it. This is our loop. So we have a C, the open science context, the research software, protocol that propose how to disseminate the software, and a protocol that propose how to evaluate software in four steps. So the dissemination provides the material to be evaluated, and the evaluation provides the evaluation rules of the output that will be disseminated. You have here some reference. So thank you very much for your attention.